The next patient is Elsa, E-L-S-A, that's the first name. The last name, Villalobos. V like in Victor, I, L like in Lima, L like in Lima, A like in Alpha, L like in Lima, O like in Oscar, B like in Beta, O like in Oscar, S like in Sierra. Clinical case of a 54-year-old Hispanic female that has been following the clinic because of the presence of hyponatremia. The hyponatremia has been treated with the administration of sodium chloride, 1 gram BID. And this administration has been present for a long time, period. The last evaluation, the patient was ordered a laboratory work copy, which the serum osmolarity was determined to be at 267, and the osmolarity of the unit of the urine was 278. In the presence of a sodium of 127, without any symptoms. The fact that we have that similarity in the osmolarities is highly suggestive of the RESET, R-E-S-E-T, osmostat, O-S-M-O-S-T-A-T, like in tango. And in that case, the patient is completely asymptomatic. However, we are trying to convince the patient to decrease the amount of fluid that she drinks, because that is perpetuating the process or making it worse. The recommendation is to maintain at least 50 ounces of fluid restriction, period. We understand that she has a history of kidney stones in the past, and for that reason, a good urinary output is recommended, period. The administration of sodium chloride is going to continue, period. I have to mention that in the renal ultrasound that was ordered, there is no evidence of any more stones. The urine culture has pyuria and seems to be positive for a gram negative. However, the patient is completely asymptomatic. I understand that the patient was treated by the primary care physician for this laboratory workup that was done at the beginning of March of this year. Number two, arterial hypertension that is out of control, and it's 158 over 89. This patient takes lisinopril, 10 milligrams on daily basis. She is going to be placed on labetalol 100 milligrams POBID, and we'll reevaluate the case. Following number, the patient has a history of the type 2 diabetes mellitus, that has been treated with the administration of metformin, the patient does not check the blood sugar at home. The fasting blood sugar was around 130. We are going to ask the patient to monitor the blood sugar at home, and we're going to reevaluate with the hemoglobin A1C. Following number, the patient has a history of hydronephrosis that was present in 2020. The patient was intervened by Dr. Onishi, O-N-Y-I-S-H-I. Onishi, O-N-Y-I-S-H-I. A period, as mentioned before, the renal ultrasound fails to show evidence of lithiasis. We're going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. I invested 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup. In the evaluation of the case. And 10 minutes in the documentation.